The reading this morning is from Matthew 10, 40 to 42. Whoever welcomes you welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me. Whoever welcomes a prophet in the name of a prophet will receive a prophet's reward. And whoever welcomes a righteous person in the name of a righteous person will receive the reward of the righteous. And whoever gives even a cup of cold water to one of these little ones in the name of a disciple, truly I tell you, none of these will lose their reward. For the word of God in Scripture, for the word of God among us, for the word of God within us, thanks be to God.
I know some of you have wondered from time to time, what is it that she's reading her sermon out of? It's my Kindle. And I'm not the only one that does that, and I do it because it allows me to come down and be with you and not shuffle papers around. But I'll tell you a secret, Hal reads his off, presents his off of his iPad, so 21st century has come to preaching. There's some commercials running on TV that intrigue me these days. I usually try to watch TV without commercials, but occasionally you have to put up with them. There are commercials for a credit card program that purportedly says what it does and does what it says. In the latest version, we see a woman going up to a front door in a really nice neighborhood carrying a pie. And she rings the doorbell, and of course, you're probably thinking what I'm thinking. She's welcoming a new neighbor. The woman in the house answers the door, and the woman with the pie says, "Hi, I'm your neighbor. I know you're new to the neighborhood, and I brought you this pie just to see how weird you might be." The second woman says brightly, "Oh, well, it certainly smells..." And the woman with the pie says, "Intrusive?" And the second woman says, "Yes." And they're both smiling. "Would you like to come in and snoop around?" And the first woman says, "Why, yes, that's exactly why I came." And the voiceover on the commercial says, "Would life be easier if we just said what we were thinking?" I don't know, would it? Maybe yes, maybe no. As I read our words from Matthew today, just pondered them this week, I thought about these commercials. I thought about our culture of plain speech, which isn't always so plain or so simple, and is sometimes so plain that it's hurtful and divisive, or is so plain that it hides the truth in plain sight. I thought about the old adage, "Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me." And we know that this is profoundly false. Words do hurt. They can burn and wound and leave a mark on our souls. And they can be like a cup of cold water after a hard day's work or on the lips of someone dying from thirst. They can be like springs bubbling up in the desert. We know that water is essential to life, and so are words of kindness and compassion and love, and words of strength and truth and justice proclaimed without malice or hatred. As I read our text, I thought about our sincere efforts here at Plymouth to offer extravagant and even, radical welcome to people who walk through our doors. And I think most days we do a pretty good job with our words and in our actions. We can always do better. We believe fervently and remind one another frequently that welcoming the stranger is welcoming the holy among us. The Greek word in this passage, dekomai or dekomai, where's George Theodore when I need him? He knows the Greek. Translated as welcome in the NRSV translation can also be translated as receive. Whoever receives you receives me. Whoever receives me receives the one who sent me. As I thought about the difference between the word welcome and receive, it seemed to me that receive can take the action of welcome even deeper. Can receive open the door to relationship? I can welcome you at my front door and yet not receive you into my home. And even the woman in the commercial, surprised by the nosy neighbor with the pie, receives the woman into her house. And so you wonder if, no matter how awkward the beginning of their relationship, perhaps there is still a possibility for a relationship. According to the dictionary, to welcome is to greet gladly, and to receive is to accept, to take in, as well as to welcome. So it seems a truly meaningful welcome to someone needs both actions of greeting gladly and receiving and accepting. The words that we hear from Jesus in this passage that Tim read for us come at the end of a long discourse of instruction that Jesus gives the 12 disciples as he sends them out to be missionaries, to preach and teach all that he has been teaching them, and to be agents of healing. Jesus says, "As you go, proclaim the good news. The kingdom of heaven has come near. Cure the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, cast out demons." They were to do everything Jesus had been doing. "And whoever welcomes you welcomes me. Whoever receives me receives the one who sent me. Whoever gives even a cup of cold water to one of these little ones in the name of a disciple, truly I tell you, none of these will lose their reward." Now, because we are so attuned to the story of the sheep and the goats in Matthew 25, we may first assume that the little ones are the least of these in our world. Or maybe when you heard that phrase, you thought about the children in Matthew 19 that the disciples are shooing away. And Jesus says to the disciples and to us, we must become as open and receptive like the children to enter the kingdom of heaven. However, the little ones in this passage are not the least of these, or the children. They are the disciples, the ones sent out on mission to proclaim God's good news, the ones healing and bringing new life. The little ones are the disciples sent out to do the work of God's kingdom. They are us. Jesus wanted the disciples to be received, not just glad-handed. "Oh, hi, how are you? Glad to see you. Glad you're here. Next." He wanted them to be greeted gladly and received, just as the villagers received the disciples in that story. A reception that is like taking in a cup of cold water to restore life, to keep it thriving. When the disciples are greeted, and greeted fully with life-giving welcome, Jesus said it was like receiving him and the one who sent him, receiving God. Greeting and receiving with a cup of cold water welcome is receiving God into our midst. It goes way beyond just being nice and polite and friendly people. So this poses some questions in my mind. Starting from the inside and moving out, how do you greet and receive yourself as one of Christ's beloved disciples? If your self-talk is anything like mine, it is not always so generous. I once said something self-depreciating in a conversation with my son, and he said to me, "Don't talk about my mother that way." I believe God is often saying to us, "Don't talk about my beloved Sarah or Bob or Fran or Bill that way." We are not perfect, and God knows that, but God is always ready to receive us with that cup of cold water welcome and to call us beloved. How do we talk to those closest to us, our family, our friends? Do we see them first as God's beloved disciples, even when we are frustrated with them? And maybe for good reason. How do we have conflict with them and still see them as God's beloveds and welcome them as such in all the good times as well as the not so good times? How do we welcome one another in this community as disciples of Christ as we go about building the realm of God here in Northern Colorado? How do we use our words and our actions to greet and receive one another? How we do this has everything to do with how we will receive our guests. Are we willing to step outside our comfort zones to welcome those we do not know, but maybe we've seen them sitting across the sanctuary for years? Who may be members and friends, or maybe new, or maybe a very different age from us, or may disagree with us on some issue. How do we use this deeper sense of welcome to work across the silos, the boundaries that sometimes occur in our boards and committees and our competing mission initiatives within this very community? And moving out one more circle of relationships, I've often noticed that it is easier for us as progressive Christians to have interfaith dialogue than it is to speak across the divisions of Christendom, than to speak to our brothers and sisters who may be in more conservative churches, believe in with more conservative doctrines than we do. Interfaith dialogue sounds exciting. It's kind of exotic, maybe more difficult. But I don't think so. I think it is harder to speak with family members that are estranged. How sad it is that we cannot speak to our own family members in Christendom and welcome them, and that they may shy away from being welcomed by us, and vice versa. To tell you the truth, this is part of my excitement with bringing in the IAF community organizing work, the opportunity to learn relationship across denominations, to reach across the conservative and liberal boundaries and work with Christian brothers and sisters on issues that can change our lives here in Northern Colorado. In an interview that I heard recently with Krista Tippett on her radio show On Being, the American poet Marie Howe quotes one of her poetry professors at Columbia, the exiled Russian poet Joseph Brodsky. He is speaking on the importance of language in our midst. You Americans, he says, are so naive. You think evil is going to come into your houses wearing big black boots. It doesn't come like that. Look at the language. It begins in the language. Friends, we all know in this day of highly inflamed language how much words as well as actions shape who we are. Marie Howe goes on to say to Krista Tippett, language is almost all we have left of action in the modern world. Action has become what we say. The moral life is lived out in what we say more often than what we do. We don't like to wear our faith on our sleeves here. We like to act on it. Let me invite you to take that action into your words, to speak about why you are working for the immigrant, why you are working in issues of homelessness, why you want to feed people. Let the Spirit of God work in words of deep welcome inside of you. Gladly greet and receive yourself as a beloved disciple of God's realm, so that you may gladly greet and receive those you are closest to, those in this community that you love and work with. And so that you may gladly greet and receive those you do not even know yet, those who enter our doors as guests, those whom you meet when you leave these doors of sanctuary to bring God's good news and healing into the world. My friends, your words will inform your actions, and your actions, your words. You will say what you mean to others. I care about the immigrant because God loves us all. And what you say will be compassionate, just, and loving. You will be a cup of cold water for this thirsty world. Amen.